at the end of this week's parsha, we have the Tamidim and Musafim, the mitzvah of bringing the Tamid twice a day and bringing the Musafim on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and the Chagim and all the special days. In the parsha of Tamidim, it is mostly very straightforward. It's telling you all the details of exactly practically how to bring the Korban Tamid. There's one pasuk that's sort of thrown in that we're not sure exactly what it's doing there. Olas Tamid, Hasuyaba Har Sinai, the Reach Nichoach Yishal Hashem. The Olas Tamid, which was brought on Har Sinai for a Reach Nichoach, a fire offering to Hashem. Why exactly do we need the mention of Har Sinai here? There are many answers been suggested, both Al Derech Diyuk HaLacha and Al Derech HaDrush. But one interesting answer that I saw is that ultimately, what's the difference between Tamidim and Musafim? Right? Musafim are special occasions, are special. Shabbos is a special day, and certainly Yontif is a special day. A special day is very exciting, it's different, it's out of the routine. You know, you have a certain hislavus, excitement about those special days. The Tamidim are the routine of every day. Right, is the everyday ritual, day in and day out, that's not special because it's there naturally every day. One could easily fall into a pattern of, you know, the special being special, but the routine becoming so routine that it becomes meaningless. So the Torah adds in Olas Tamid, Ha'asuya b'Har Sinai, like the Olas Tamid of Har Sinai. Har Sinai was the very beginning of everything. Right? Har Sinai was the beginning of the Torah. It was the beginning of the Hakrovas Karbanos to Hashem. It was the beginning of the Olas Tamid. Just like the first time was very exciting, really every day. Yes, it's a routine every day, but the Avoda, the challenge is to not make it into routine, to do Tamid, but that every day your Tamid has to be Hasuyah Har Sinai, just like an Har Sinai, just like the excitement of starting out. And perhaps even on a more important level, what was unique about Har Sinai? We all know what was unique about Har Sinai. Har Sinai was such a central event in the Torah because it's when the Jewish people saw a revelation of Hashem. It was the meeting in every sense of the way, in the most almost the most physical, but certainly the most sensory sense of the word of the word between Am Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem revealed himself to Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael presented themselves before Hashem. Ultimately, maybe what they hinted here, last minute, Ha'asuya b'Har Sinai, what did the routine have to be? What is sort of the daily we bring tfilos, right? B'makum tmidim tiknun, right? M'shalma parms faseinu. What does it have to be? It has to be not just a routine, but a meeting with Hashem. It has to be that, you know, you have a kavua meeting with Hashem. Twice a day, they had a kavua meeting with Hashem of the Olas Tamid. And we have kavua meeting with Hashem three times a day through our Unishalma parms faseinu. And yes, it's a routine. It's very important to have a routine. You need a routine to structure your life. Sociologists will tell you routines are important for so many ways. They identify what group you belong to. They remind you of your beliefs and your commitments, and they give you structure to do things. You know, but ultimately, it can't just become a routine. It has to be Olas Tamid, Ha'asuya b'Har Sinai, A, as much the freshness and finding something new and finding the excitement, and B, where does that excitement stem from? From the Har Sinai. From the encounter with Hashem, if every day we can take what we do as a routine and do what Chazal meant us to do with it, what the Torah meant us to do, make it not just a routine that sociologically structures our lives, but make it an opportunity for encounter, for meeting with Hashem Yisbarach, for seeing Hashem's presence in the world, for presenting ourselves to Hashem, then we can really be Mekayim, exactly what the Torah has in mind, and we can be Zochem Yiratz Hashem to have the real Tamidim and the real Musafim, Meir of Yomim. Shabbat Shalom.